Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
The Taming of the Shrew, Part 10, by William Shakespeare. Exit servant, leading Hortensio carrying the lute, and Lucentio with the books. Baptista. We will go walk a little in the orchard, and then to dinner. You are passing welcome, and so I pray you all to think yourselves. Petruchio. Signor Baptista, my business asketh haste, and every day I cannot come to woo. You knew my father well, and in him me, left solely heir to all his lands and goods, which I have bettered rather than decreased. Then tell me, if I get your daughter's love, what dowry shall I have with her to wife? Baptista. After my death, the one half of my lands, and in possession 20,000 crowns. Petruchio. And for that dowry, I'll assure her of her widowhood, be it that she survive me, in all my lands and leases whatsoever. Let specialties be therefore drawn between us, that covenants may be kept on either hand. Baptista. Aye, when the special thing is well obtained, that is, her love, for that is all in all. Petruchio. Why, that is nothing. For I tell you, father, I am as peremptory, as she proud-minded, and where two raging fires meet together, they do consume the thing that feeds their fury. Though little fire grows great with little wind, yet extreme gusts will blow out fire and all. So I to her, and so she yields to me, for I am rough, and woo not like a babe. Baptista. Well mayest thou woo, and happy be thy speed, but be thou armed for some unhappy words. Petruchio. Aye, to the proof, as mountains are for winds, that shake not, though they blow perpetually. Re-enter Hortensio, his head broke. Baptista, how now, my friend? Why dost thou look so pale? Hortensio. For fear, I promise you, if I look pale. Baptista. What, will my daughter prove a good musician? Hortensio. I think she'll sooner prove a soldier. Iron may hold with her, but never lutes. Baptista. Why, then, thou canst not break her to the lute? Hortensio. Why, no, for she hath broke the lute to me. I did but tell her she mistook her frets, and bowed her hand to teach her fingering, when, with a most impatient devilish spirit, "Frets call you these?" quoth she. "I'll fume with them." And with that word she struck me on the head, and through the instrument my pate made way. And there I stood amazed for a while, as on a pillory looking through the lute, while she did call me rascal, fiddler, and twangling jack, with 20 such vile terms, as she had studied to misuse me so. Petruchio. Now, by the world, it is a lusty wench. I love her 10 times more than e'er I did. Oh, how I long to have some chat with her. Baptista. Well, go with me, and be not so discomfited. Proceed in practice with my younger daughter. She's apt to learn, and thankful for good turns. Signor Petruchio, will you go with us, or shall I send my daughter Kate to you? Petruchio. I pray you do. Exeunt all but Petruchio. I'll attend her here, and woo her with some spirit when she comes. Say that she rail, why, then I'll tell her plain, she sings as sweetly as a nightingale. Say that she frown, I'll say she looks as clear as morning roses, newly washed with dew. Say she be mute, and will not speak a word, then I'll commend her volubility. And say she uttereth piercing eloquence. If she do bid me pack, I'll give her thanks, as though she bid me stay by her a week. If she deny to wed, I'll crave the day when I shall ask the banns, and when be married. But here she comes, and now, Petruchio, speak.
Enter Katharina.
Good morrow, Kate, for that's your name, I hear.
Katharina.
Well have you heard, but something hard of hearing. They call me Catherine that do talk of me.
Petruchio.
You lie, in faith, for you are called plain Kate, and bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the cursed. But Kate, the prettiest Kate in Christendom, Kate of Kate Hall, my super dainty Kate, for dainties are all Kates, and therefore Kate, take this of me, Kate of my consolation. Hearing thy mildness praised in every town, thy virtue spoke of, and thy beauty sounded, yet not so deeply as to thee belongs, myself am moved to woo thee for my wife.
Katharina.
Moved, in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first, you were immovable.
Petruchio.
Why, what's immovable?
Katharina.
A joined stool.
Petruchio.
Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me.
Katharina.
Asses are made to bear, and so are you.
Petruchio.
Women are made to bear, and so are you.
Katharina.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Petruchio.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee. For, knowing thee to be but young and light.
Katharina.
Too light for such a swain as you to catch, and yet as heavy as my weight should be.
Petruchio.
Should be, should buzz.
Katharina.
Well, ta'en, and like a buzzard.
Petruchio.
O slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Katharina.
Aye, for a turtle, as he takes a buzzard.
Petruchio.
Come, come, you wasp. If faith, you are too angry.
Katharina.
If I be waspish, best beware my sting.
Petruchio.
My remedy is then to pluck it out.
Katharina.
Aye, if the fool could find it where it lies.
Petruchio.
Who knows not where a wasp does wear his sting? In his tail.
Katharina.
In his tongue.
Petruchio.
Whose tongue?
Katharina.
Yours, if you talk of tails, and so farewell.
Petruchio.
What, with my tongue in your tail?
Nay, come again, good Kate. I am a gentleman.
Katharina.
That I'll try. She strikes him.
Petruchio.
I swear I'll cuff you if you strike again.
Katharina.
So may you lose your arms. If you strike me, you are no gentleman. And if no gentleman, why then no arms.
Petruchio.
A herald, Kate?
Oh, put me in thy books.
Katharina.
What is your crest, a coxcomb?
Petruchio.
A combless cock, so Kate will be my hen.
Katharina.
No cock of mine. You crow too like a craven.
Petruchio.
Nay, come, Kate, come. You must not look so sour.
Katharina.
It is my fashion when I see a crab.
Petruchio.
Why, here's no crab, and therefore look not sour.
Katharina.
There is.
Petruchio.
Then show it me.
Katharina.
Had I a glass, I would.
Petruchio.
What?
You mean my face?
Katharina.
Well aimed of such a young one.
Petruchio.
Now, by St. George, I am too young for you.
Katharina.
Yet you are withered.
Petruchio.
'Tis with cares.
Katharina.
I care not.
Petruchio.
Nay, hear you, Kate. In sooth, you scape not so.
Katharina.
I chafe you. If I tarry, let me go.
Petruchio.
No, not a whit. I find you passing gentle.
'Twas told me you were rough
and coy and sullen, and now I find report a very liar. For thou art pleasant, gamesome, passing courteous, but slow in speech, yet sweet as springtime flowers. Thou canst not frown, thou canst not look askance, nor bite the lip, as angry wenches will, nor hast thou pleasure to be cross in talk, but thou with mildness entertain'st thy wooers, with gentle conference, soft and affable. Why does the world report that Kate doth limp? O slanderous world! Kate, like the hazel twig, is straight and slender, and as brown in hue as hazelnuts, and sweeter than the kernels. Oh, let me see thee walk. Thou dost not halt. Katerina. Go, fool, and whom thou keep'st command. Petruchio. Did ever Diane so become a grove as Kate this chamber with her princely gait? Oh, be thou Diane, and let her be Kate, and then let Kate be chaste and Diane sportful. Katerina. Where did you study all this goodly speech? Petruchio. It is extempore, from my mother wit. Katerina. A witty mother, witless else her son. Petruchio. Am I not wise? Katerina. Yes, keep you warm. Petruchio. Marry, so I mean, sweet Catherine, in thy bed. And therefore, setting all this chat aside, thus in plain terms, your father hath consented that you shall be my wife with your dowry agreed on. And will you kneel you, I will marry you. Now, Kate, I am a husband for your turn. For by this light, whereby I see thy beauty that doth make me like thee well, thou must be married to no man but me. For I am he born to tame you, Kate, and bring you from a wild Kate to a Kate conformable as other household Kates. Re-enter Baptista, Gremio, and Tranio. Here comes your father. Never make denial. I must and will have Catherine to my wife. Baptista. Now, Signor Petruchio, how speed you with my daughter? Petruchio. How but well, sir, how but well. It were impossible I should speed amiss.